Let's catch up with Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle. Get a Southern Marquette County report. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, thanks for having us on the show. We're doing good. We're still here. We're still kicking. Thanks for having us.
So I want to talk a little bit of fishing first. I know that things kind of, you know, around the Gwynn area aren't really a fishing mecca after Labor Day or so, but there's some walleye to be had right now in the inland lakes. We got a nice stretch of weather here. Might as well take advantage of it. But I know that you also go down to Gladstone and fish Little Bay to Knox, so let's start there.
Yeah, it seems like this time of the year, you know, that fall season, the fish are feeding. You know, they're stocking up, getting ready. They know that water's getting cold, so they're feeding. I've always gone to Gladstone. I mean, I was born in Escanaba, raised in Gladstone. So this time of the year, you get out there, you fish nighttime, bring a set of waders. We go off right by the yacht club there and just cruising big Rapalas, anything that rattles, makes some noise. You go out there right at dark and you cast, and we've been doing good. First time out, caught 4. Second time out, we caught 3. Going to go back out tomorrow, so good fishing to be had there. I mean, the fish are feeding. So same for in the Gwynn area with the walleye, especially walleye and pike. Not a lot of anglers out fishing right now. There are a few going out to Little Lake, going out to Cataracts here, and I know everybody's getting a few. So I heard a good report, though, on Little Lake. If you get out there middle of the day, some medium-sized fatheads, you can catch walleye and bluegill together, and nice-sized ones.
Wow. So all this fishing you're talking about, including Little Bay to Knock, is all shore fishing. You're not using a boat at all.
I'm not. If you're going to go out to Little Lake, you obviously have to have a boat. But you could fish off the dock on Little Lake if you've ever been there. You look on the dock at any time. It's loaded with minnows. So nighttime, they're going to come into the mud flats and feed. You may not catch as many. But, yeah, for me right now, it's shore fishing. You know, take advantage of it. Put on a set of waders. Get out as far as you can and just start casting.
Wow. And you're saying crankbaits have been best for you?
Yeah, best for me out on Little Bay to Knock. Anything like a size 10 that's got a nice rattle, depending on where you're at out there, that'll dictate your fishing because you'll feel the bottom and you'll feel some weeds. If you're getting in there, you kind of want to get out a little bit more or use something that's diving just not quite as deep. So the bottom will pretty much dictate what you use. You know, my go-to color out there is the pike. I like to use the Rapala size 10 pike color. Again, it's nighttime fishing. I don't know how much color does dictate. For me personally, it's more the rattle, something that's just got a nice sound to it so then walleye can hear it. So, I mean, that's just my preference. I'm not a walleye expert, so I don't know if color does make a big difference when it's nighttime like that. But if you have a favorite color, use it. But for me personally, I've been using Rapala size 10 pike color.
Nice. All right. Great report on the fishing, Jamie. I appreciate that. Sounds like some pretty easy fishing, too, as far as, you know, you don't have to launch a boat if you don't want to, and you can have some success. And any size to your walleye?
Yeah, all the ones we've been getting, and it's strange. The first night I got them, they were all about 19, 21 inches, all pregnant females. Last time we went out, we got one that was 24-inch pregnant female. And then the other two that we had gotten were like 17-inch males. So haven't had any small ones, just been getting them nice eater size. You know, I mean, ideally 19 inches is about the top you want to keep. But if you're going to be traveling to Gladstone to get some walleyes, you might as well keep your limit.
Then what do you mean by pregnant females? They're just loaded with eggs already, huh?
Yeah, loaded with eggs. I've been fishing Gladstone this time of the year for years now. I've never seen them so loaded up with eggs. I mean, loaded to the brim with eggs, like just fat female.
Wow. All right, Jamie, well, I want to talk some hunting with you, some birds, some deer, and see what's going on in the shop in our next outdoor report if we can get a little more time from you.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you then.
Jamie at Gwynn Bait and Tackle. We'll continue talk some hunting in our next outdoor report. So stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.